Hi, and welcome back to our podcast on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation. I'm Dr. John Cook, your host. We are now in Revelation chapter 2, beginning verse 18. I'm going to show you today what God has to say to the angel of the church in Thyatira. And we'll get into our study right after this. We now join in progress our continuing study on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. This is part 3 of 3 and deals with verses 24 and 29. In Revelation chapter 2, in verse 24 and 25, God speaks to all that have not bought into this wicked religion that goes about teaching such falsehood. Listen to what God says. But unto you, I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already. Hold fast till I come. God sends a message of responsibility to those that have not given themselves over to this wicked woman's lies and false teaching. The responsibility was singular. Hang on, don't give up, don't give in. We should learn from those that stood true to the Lord in Thyatira that though all forsake the Lord, we are not to forsake the Lord, and we don't have to forsake the Lord. There is never a time for us to quit on the Lord. If the whole world turns against the Lord, and it has, then we should be against the world, the whole world. The Lord's coming is our strength and comfort as Christians. This is all going to end one day. And all we are to do is hang on faithfully for the Lord's deliverance. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, we read, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Deliverance is ahead. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stay true to the word of God and the will of God. While you're at it, comfort one another with these words, the words that proclaim the soon coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus concludes his message to Thyatira in Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 to 29. Here's what he says. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Once more, we are faced with a message to the overcomer. We are overcomers because we have overcome in Christ our Lord. We are not looking to overcome. We have overcome in the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice that the overcomer called for here is to keep the Lord's works to the end. Wow, that sounds like the scripture we read before in Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. We're right back to the tribulation period. It leaves no doubt that this deals with the tribulation period and not with us in the dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 9:17, Paul says, For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Ephesians 3:2 says, If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, Colossians 1:25 to 26 says, Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. This is the dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God committed to the Apostle Paul. This is the gospel message by which we have gotten saved by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Now look at Romans chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. "What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Salvation in this dispensation is all of grace and not of works. Works cancels out faith, and faith cancels out works. Now, you're free to believe what you want to believe, but God says it is all of grace and none of works today. With the Apostle Paul, "I declare this, sirs, I believe God." Finally, we close with this great promise. We shall rule and reign with our Savior in his 1,000-year reign on this earth. "For it is he that shall rule with a rod of iron." Revelation 12 and verse 5 says, "She brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." Jesus is coming back to this old world, and when he comes, he will not come as a babe in the manger, but he will come as King of kings and Lord of lords. He will reign forever and ever, and to the end of his kingdom there is no end, the Scripture says. Luke 1 and verse 33, "He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Praise God, there is coming a day when my Savior shall come to deliver us from this old wicked world. And with John we cry, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God help us to be faithful to him as the overcomers he has already made us. God bless. Until the next lesson.